Welcome to the Seeking Contentment for the Christian Woman podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on the things that grow your faith and help you rediscover joy in your life and your marriage. If you find yourself feeling discontent or restless in your life, you are in the right place. If you're bored with the mundane day-to-day or feel like you're losing yourself while taking care of your family, I completely get it. I was you. Then several years ago, the Lord took me on a journey of finding my identity and purpose in Him, and it changed everything. If you're ready to go deep on mindset, identity, faith, and marriage, you're in the right place. Let's ditch that feeling of discontentment. You matter, your life matters, and your day-to-day matters. A fulfilling life is possible, and it's possible for you. Let's do this. Hey everyone. Today we are going to talk about motherhood, which is something that I don't talk about often. But obviously I am a mom, and I'm sure many of you are as well. So there's just something that I wanted to address regarding motherhood. But first, if you are new here, I wanted to say welcome. I'm so glad you are here. And if you are not new here, I'm glad that you came back as well. And I am blessed to have you here as well. So I kind of had an aha moment the other day. For years, have wondered why I never understood why so many stay-at-home moms were too busy to shower. Like, I'm in so many mom groups, and the constant theme in there is like how they have zero time and they can't keep up with things and they're just struggling and they don't know how to get everything done. And a little background, like, I've been home with my four girls, now five girls, almost all of their lives. Like, I've cooked the meals, I've been the only one doing housework, I was the only one doing laundry until they got old enough to help. I had 99% of the care of the kids, and even for a long time, I watched several more kids through a home daycare. And then on and off, I've actually worked outside of the home part-time a little bit here and there. And we homeschooled, we all bathed regularly. I myself read books. I started every day with devotions. I worked out every day. And I've for years kind of dabbled in the home business, running my own thing from home. I used to be a blogger. Obviously I do coaching. And so there's always been something else also that I've had going on. And so I just couldn't figure out what I was missing, like what the difference is between why I almost kind of felt bored sometimes, like I didn't have enough to do, and comparing that to, like, I know we shouldn't compare, but not understanding why the women in these groups are just so busy, like to the point of can't shower for days at a time, can't get their dishes done. Like, I just didn't understand it. And I wanted to understand, like, was I missing something or what was going on? And to be honest, like, my house isn't spotless, but it's clean enough. Like, my kids always were clean and dressed and had their school done, and I would have dinner ready when my husband got home. Like, I'm not one that ever has laundry backed up unless we just got back from vacation or something. Like, my laundry's always done. And to be honest, there's a lot of times that I actually struggle with laziness. So I don't understand. Like, I just couldn't understand how this would be possible. And then the other day, I think I finally discovered what the difference was. So I was mowing the lawn and listening to a podcast, as I always do, and they were talking about minimalism. And so the host of the podcast was talking about cleaning out her house because she thought that it was going to be put up for sale, and it ended up not being put up for sale. But regardless, she loved her new, almost empty house. And so I just had this, like, light bulb moment. And I was like, that's got to be it. Like, I am super, super minimalist when it comes to things. Like, I don't like clutter and I don't like cleaning. So my house has very minimal decor. I do have a little bit, but it's very, very, very minimal. But that makes cleaning, like, fairly quick and easy. Another thing is, like, I don't really like to go clothes shopping. So I have to do laundry like once a week just to make sure that I have something to wear. So it never lets it get out of control. Another thing that was different is I don't really like cooking. So my meals are simple and easy, and I've kind of fallen out of this habit, but, I was meal planning, or I try to be in the habit of meal planning so that I can know what I'm having. I have everything ready. I can just go grab it and cook it and it's done. And like I said, my meals are super simple. So like cleanup and cooking times are quick and all of that. I'm a huge proponent of letting my kids be bored. This isn't as much a thing now because my kids are getting older, so they're kind of doing their own thing anyways. But when my kids were little, I just let them be bored. They learned very early on to entertain themselves, and we never had TV on during the day, so they had to entertain themselves. They would have to do school in the morning, and then once that was done for the day, I seldom saw them until after dinner time. But the more that I thought about what gave me the time to do the things that I like to do, and honestly, a lot of times I was looking for more things to fill up my time, it just became more clear to me that I don't relate to the mom that doesn't have time for a shower, because I'm honestly just that simple. Like, I'm not doing anything elaborate. My house is definitely not a show place. There's no gourmet dinners here. Half the time, I didn't even know where my kids were. Like, let's be honest. I did when they were super little. But when they got old enough that I trusted that they weren't going anywhere, like, they were outside from mid-morning until after dinner, almost all the time, building forts, climbing trees, riding their bikes. We had a camper at our house at one point that they would haul all their stuff out and, like, say they were doing school and haul their lunch out and, you know, play house like they were feeding their babies. But I definitely wasn't out there micromanaging them. And I always had time to work out daily because I genuinely just love working out. I would have time to read books. I had time to take a shower. In the winter, I love bubble baths, so I had time for that. I had time to be able to, you know, pour into others through my blog or to have a phone call with a friend, because I just wasn't stressed about how tough motherhood is or how hard it is to stay home. And it just bums me out that so many moms are so burnt out, frazzled, feeling like they've lost who they are. Some of them are struggling to the point of needing anxiety meds to stay home. And that's just heartbreaking to me. Overweight, which, I mean, I still struggle with that, but I absolutely see where that can be a struggle. I'm talking about stay-at-moms, so I'll just say that. You know, obviously there's other things that affect weight loss, but I can see where if you don't have time to cook for yourself or to get yourself healthy food or have time to work out, like, I can see where that becomes a problem. Or they don't have any time to do what lights them up, what gets them excited, to do their hobbies or to develop new hobbies that they would like to try. But I want to pose this question to you. If you're one of these moms, what if getting your life back is just as easy as downsizing or just decluttering or getting rid of the majority of your stuff and only keeping the stuff that brings you immense joy? I mean, what if less laundry meant more time at the playground, or if less toys for your kids meant that you could have an hour to, you know, get in the shower and get dressed for the day? Or what if meal planning gave you 30 minutes for quick meals and you had everything, all the ingredients, so that you had time to work out? Or what if less decorations in your house that you had to manage or dust or whatever, what if that gave you time to work in a home business that you're interested in instead of cleaning the things for however many hours a day it takes? Like I said, I don't do that, but what if that less cleaning gave you more time for a business, which actually could also give you the money for extra time to, or extra things like going and getting a manicure or maybe a date with your husband or to take your kids on more experiences or maybe just a quiet walk with a coffee by yourself. I mean, I know that there can be hard times as a stay-at-home mom, and I'm not trying to in any way say that that's not the case, but it absolutely does not have to be a life-sucking calling for you. Like, I promise you, it does not have to be that. So if you feel like you're drowning in motherhood, please reach out. Like, I would love to help if I can. You can find my contact info in the show notes below, and I pray that you found some encouragement in today's episode, maybe some ways that you can make changes in your life so that you can find more time to actually be a woman and to be you and to not just get bogged down in the life of being a stay-at-home mom, because there is a lot more out there for you. So again, I hope this encouraged you, and I will talk to you again soon. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I would love it if you would share it, subscribe, or leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Go to Seeking Contentment Community and just hit join. I feel truly blessed to have you here today. Praying for you daily, Nicole.